The first ride, not the first, more want to be another ride. Ritmo, sicha chagabi achsadrum. If you put tzach on top of an open porch, sheyeshlo psimin. Now achsadru here means there are two walls. That's all. Sheyeshlo psimin. Psimin means there's a tefach coming out on each side of the wall for like a doorpost. So the loch is ksheira. This is called the kosher sukkah because the loch is you have to have two walls, and the third wall could even be a tefach. So here you have a tefach. Now v'ilu hishvep tzimeho psulo. Let's say now you'd make inner walls. You won't use the two outer walls, but inside you make two new walls that will come closer together and take away that extra tefach that's in between. Halacha be psulo. The sukkah will be possible. You know why? Because now you only have two walls. You don't have the tefach of the third wall anymore. So you see, because of this extra mechitza, the sukkah becomes possible. Izomalay Abayis. Abayis said back. First of all, the didi according to Mikshay, the sukkah is still kosher. Because Abayi holds, you say, Pitikri Yard Vesaisim. So since on top of the porch there are beams going straight across on all four corners, and each beam is wide for Tfachim, you say Pitikra. But according to you that you tell me, you don't say Pitikra on two walls or four walls, is Silak Mechitzasim. Here there's no raya that these new two walls you're making is going to Chumrah. The pshat is if you put two walls inside, you're just taking away the extra tefach that was sticking out from the old two walls. So now the pshat is in the inner sukkah now, there's no three walls, there's only two walls. That's why the sukkah is possible. But not because of the din mechitza, but in the mitzvah, by making these new two inner walls, you took away the extra third or fourth wall of that tefach that you had. That's why the sukkah is possible. But there's no raya here that mechitzas could pass on something. So tomorrow, Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. So Rabba Bar Chonin told Abaya, for loy mitzinu mechitza liyissa, you told me you never find a case that because of mechitza we come onto Yisurim. For your time, you've learned like this. Bayis, if you have a house, shechetziyav mekoyro v'chetziyav eina mekoyro. Half of the house has the roof on top of it, and the other half is open, the other half has no roof at all. Now, gefanim kan. If you're planting grapes, let's say underneath the part of the house that has roof, that has a roof, is dalocha mutil zroya kan. Right next to it, you're allowed to plant zroyim. If the zroyim, the vegetables, are on the outside, the open part of the house that has no roof. And the pshat is, because we say, pitikri yard v'saisim, exactly where the roof ends, we look as if a mechitza comes straight down. Now the halacha b'klayim is, if you have a mechitza, you're allowed to plant grapes on one side of the mechitza, and zeroyim, vegetables, on the other side. So here, since right where the roof ends, we say pitikra, it's as if there's a mechitza there, you're allowed to plant gefanim on one side, and right next to it, you're allowed to plant zeroyim. Now, v'i lo hishves kiruyav, let's say you will extend the roof, and make the roof go to the whole house. Is halacha osur? Then what you planted underneath is osur. Because since you extend the roof, you don't have any more pitikri yerid v'saisim. So therefore, what you planted inside the house, if the grapes and the vegetables are within dal damis, they're close enough, is it nisaz royim, klayaz royim. So now the zroyim and the kerem becomes osur. So you see, because you made the extra roof here, that shaft the nisar. So you see, because of the mechitza, you caused the nisar to happen. Or Malaya, Abayi answered back again, there's no rai from here. Hosam over here, Siluk mechitza su. Here the pshat is that Kol Zaman, half of the house, did not have a roof on it. So with the roof end, we said, Pitikur Yerd V'saisim. We look as if there's a mechitza coming down, dividing it in half. But now that you extended the roof, you like took away the din Pitikur. There's no mokim, there's no place now to say Pitikur Yerd V'saisim, because the roof covers up the whole house. So that's why it becomes awesome now. The mitzias, there's no mechitza between the gefanim and the zroyim. That's why it's awesome. It's not the pshat, the extra mechitza made the surim, nor the extension of the roof just made it that you can't say pitikra now. So therefore, there's no mechitza coming down. Therefore, there's an isra klayaker. So the Gemara sholach le rovel abaya biyad rav shmaya baziri. Hey, Rava sent to Abaya in the hand, sent a message in the hands of Rav Shemaya Baziri. He asked him, "Bulei mitzinu mechitza liyisur? Do you still blind by Yakash Abaya that you never found a place that because of a mechitza we make yisurim?" For Tanya, we learned in the brayos like this. For Tanya, yesh b'mechitzas hakerem lahokil lahachmir. When you have a mechitza wall in between a vineyard where you're growing grapes and you're growing vegetables, amol it's lehokil, it comes out a linyan, is a kula, or lehachmer. Sometimes because of the mechitza, it comes out a chumra. So here we're going to have a case soon that because of the mechitza, we have a chumra. So the more about Tanya, this is the Braisa, and explains it like this. Yesh pa mechitza, the Braisa says, now Ketzat, how's the case that we have a case of lehokil? That because of the mechitza you could be nakel and plant closer together the grapes and the vegetables. That the din is kerem hanetuyo ad ikra mechitza. If you have a vineyard, grapes that are growing mamish up until the mechitza, up until the wall, is alocha zoreya meikra mechitza v'elech. On the other side of the mechitza, the other side of the wall, you're allowed to start planting right away, even by the foundation of the wall. Zoroyim, you can plant vegetables on the other side of the wall. Now this is a kula. Why? She'ilu ein shom mechitza. If there wouldn't be a mechitza dividing the two, then the halacha would be marchik da'odamis v'zareya. You would have to make a division. You have to separate four amis in between. Then you're allowed to plant vegetables. If you have your grapes, you have to separate, make a separation of four amis. Leave it blank. Don't plant anything there. And then you can start planting your vegetables. But now that you have a mechitza, the halacha for the mechitza is that as long as on top it looks separate, there's a mechitza, that you see the grapes on one side and the vegetables on the other side, it's mutter to plant right next to another. Even though underneath the mechitza, like underneath the ground, it could be that the grapes and vegetables do meet, the roots do meet. But so what? That's halacha by klayim. They close them on top of the ground. We don't see the ruvia. We don't see the mixture. It looks separate because there's a mechitza there. It's mutter mamish to plant zeh k'neged zeh. So the Brayso, the Gemara says, v'zehu mechitza sakerim lohokil. This is a case that because of the mechitza here, you have a kula, a lenient, that you're allowed to plant one right next to the other on the other side of the mechitza. On one side plants the gefanim, on the other side plant the zroyim. Now, ulahachmir ketzad, where's the case that because of a mechitza, in a kerem, in a vineyard, we have a chumra? So Gemara says, ketzad, hoyomoshuch min ha-koysel yud alaf amma. If you were a distance of 11 amis away from the wall of the vineyard, that there's no grapes growing there. Hey, if the first grape is first grown 11 amis away from the wall, still the halacha is in those 11 amis, lo yovi zera lishom. You're not allowed to plant any zeroyim there, any vegetables within those 11 amis. And this is a chumra l'chur because there's a wall around there. So the Gemara shelmole ain mechitza, because if there wouldn't be a wall around the kerem, if there wouldn't be a wall away from you 11 amis, then the halacha would have been marchik da'od amis v'zoreya. All you have to separate yourself from the grapes is only da'od amis. If you would have grapes growing in the field, and then you'd move away da'od amis, you'd be allowed to plant this roim over there. But here, since you have a wall going around, because of the wall, v'zuhi mechitza sakerem lahachnir. This is a case that because you have a mechitza, there's a chumra d'galocha, that you b'davka have to have a space of 12 amis from the wall until where the grapes start. If there's less than 12 amis, then you're not allowed to plant any zeroyim in between. And we'll soon see the time what the reason is why you have to wait, why you have to push yourself away 12 amis. But our koponim, you see, because of the mechitza, you have to move yud beis amis and not only dalad amis. Is Omalei, Sabai answered back, well, the time, according to your time, that you want me to bring me a raya from here, that you say mechitza l'hachmir, ois fin mi mas nisim. You should have asked me the same question from the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Klayim like this. And the Rashi explains, it's better to ask the question from a Mishnah than from a Braisa. So why are you only asking from a Braisa? So tonight, we have a Mishnah in Klayim that says like this, Korachas HaKerem. If you have a bald spot in the middle of a kerem, in the middle of a vineyard, you have grapes growing all around, in the middle there's a bald spot. Now in the middle spot you want to plant other zeroyim, you want to plant vegetables there. Now how big does this spot have to be that in the middle of it you're allowed to plant zeroyim? Is Beishamay Yomrim Chovdal Damas. It has to be 24 by 24 amis. That's how big that bald spot has to be, that the middle 8 amis you could plant the zeroyim. We'll soon see what the reason why you have to have such a big shear. Oh, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says no, tes zayin amah. It's enough to have 16 amos. If in the middle of a field you have 16 amas by 16 amas, that's enough to be able to plant in the middle of it. In the middle 8 amas are called upon him, you could plant Zeroyim. And the Svara is that if you have a bald spot there, so the first 4 amas away from the kerem, from the vineyard, you have to leave blank for the avodas hakerem. That's the space that you use to work on the ground in the kerem. Then, so on both sides, you have to leave over 4 amas. That's 8 amas. Now, the middle, you have to have at least 8 amas worth that you can plant in. If you can plant in 8 amas, the Zeroyim, then we say that you could divide up those 8 amas in half and look as if there's 4 amas on one side and 4 amas on the other side. Now, the smallest shear, to give it a shame, Sodom, is 4 amas. So you have to have at least 4 amas worth of Zeroyim, that it's called now, you have a Sodom of Zeroyim. Now, if you'd only plant in the middle 4 amas worth of Zeroyim, I would say, since it's in the middle of a vineyard, we would divide the 4 amas up in half and look as if 2 amas go to one side and 2 amas go to the other side. And therefore, since there's no one sodah of 4 amas, I would say it's both to the kerem that would become also. Therefore, in the middle here, you have to have like 2 sodahs, like 2 4 amas worth of sodahs that you're growing Zeroyim there. Therefore, I would say, even if you divide it up in half, there's still 4 amas on one side, a sodah of Zeroyim. So that's a chosh of a field by itself, it's not bottled to the kerem. And you have 4 amas in between that and the gefen, the gefanim, the grapes. Therefore, it's mutter to plant. And then what do you look at the other side? You have 4 amas worth of Zeroyim growing there. And then you have a space of 4 amas, they avoid this a kerem. And then you have the grapes. So therefore, if the bald spot in between is 16 amas wide, that you could leave over 4 amas on one side or 4 amas on the other side, and the middle 8 amas you plant Zeroyim, that's muta. What about Mechil HaKerem? Mechil HaKerem, not that the bald spot is in the middle of the kerem, in the middle of the vineyard, but it's at the end. It's right away from the gate. In other words, there's the fence of the vineyard, and away from the fence, you have a bald spot there, that you have no grapes growing there. And how big does that spot have to be? Today, that inside that spot you want to grow some vegetables, is Beishama Yermim Tezainama. Beishama says it has to be 16 amas away. Or Beisilu says no, Yud Beizama. It's enough that it's away 12 amas. Because here, since on the other side is the fence, so you have to leave over 4 amas for the fence. The Gemara says the first 4 amas next to a fence you don't want to plant there because it will ruin the fence. Then you need 4 amas that you plant as Royim, to give it a shame, a soda of Zeroyim. And then you have to have 4 amas space that you leave open for the avodah sakerim, so that you use that space for the gefanim, for the grapes. And therefore, if there's a 12 amas space, then the middle 4 amas you're allowed to plant as Zeroyim. Mashiach, if it's less than that, we say no. We say that you have to first leave over 4 amas for the fence, and 4 amas for the karka, for the avodah sakerim. So if you have less than 12, the middle space that you'll be planting will be less than 4 amas. Anything less than 4 amas is not called the soda. So then we consider as if it's bottle to the kerem. So blay klay is roy. Now the Gemara explains. V'yezu hi kurachas hakerem. What's called the case of a bald spot in the middle of the kerem? That's kerem shechor van tziyosei. If you have a kerem, a vineyard, that in the middle of it, it was chorev. In the middle of the vineyard, there's no grapes growing there. Is the main shum tezainam, according to the Beis Hillel Shita. If you don't have 16 namas there of a bald, of no grapes, is lo yovi zera l'shum. Then you can't plant zeroyim, you can't plant vegetables in the middle there. Of the hoyu shum tezainam, let's say there is a space, a blank space of 16 namas, then noisin loy kedei avodosei. You have to leave over on both sides 4 amas, kedei avodas hakerem. Vizareya samoisa. So take away 4 and 4, that's 8. You're left over with another 8. The middle 8 amas you have to plant with Zeroyim. Because like we said, that's considered like you have 2 good sodas of Zeroyim there, because the soda has to at least be wide 4 amas. So even if you divide up this soda in half, to make it like one part of the soda belongs to one side of the gefen, and the other side belongs to the other side of the gefanim, still you're dividing up 8 into 2, which is 4, you still have a good share of Zeroyim on both sides. Therefore, consider the soda has Zeroyim in the middle, and it's not bottle to the gefanim, it's mutter. Now, Ezohu Mechol HaKerem, what's considered the case of a Mechol that the bald spot, the blank, is not in the middle, but it's on the side near the wool, that means Bein HaKerem Legeder, between the kerem where the vines are growing and the wool. Shim Ein Shom Yud Beizam, if you don't have a space, a bald spot there of 12 amis, is Lo Yovi Zer V'Lashom. You're not allowed to plant any zeroim, any vegetables there. But let's say you do have a space of 12 amas, a blank space, then you have to first leave the first 4 amas away from the gefanim, leave it open, that's called the avodas hakerem. And then the next 4 amas you plant to give it a shame, the sodishal zroim. And like we said before, the last 4 amas next to the wall, that you also have to leave blank, because those 4 amas people don't like to plant. Because then you'll ruin the wall will cave down. So you have to have at least 12 amas here, in order to have in the middle 4 amas, a share of at least planting zroim, 4 amas, which gives it a shame, a soda of zroim, that soda is not bottled to the kerem, therefore it remains mutter. So I call upon him, this is the case of Lechumra, that because you have a wall around the gefen, that we say you have to have a blank space of 12 amas. If it wouldn't have been for the wall, then it would have been enough just to be marchik dalad amas and plant as roim. So you see, because of the mechitz around the gefen, around the vineyard, you have to have a chumra of yud beis amas. So the Gemara, so Abai answers back, from here also there's no raya. Eloha som lav haino taima. I'll tell you the reason why here by the mechir lakerim, you have to have yud beis amas. It's not tam a chumra in the mechitza. Now the pshat is like this. To chol dalad amas lagave kerim avoydis hakerim. Anytime you want to plant near the vineyard, you always first have to leave over 4 amas, a blank space. Because the first 4 amas near the vines, near the grapes, is used in order to cultivate the grapes. You have to be able to plow there, to bring the men to work there, to bring the buckets there, to move down the grapes. So the first 4 amas you need for avodas hakerem. Now, lagave geder, the 4 amas near the wall, the first 4 amas away from the wall, kivund le mizdarin, since people do not plant there, like we're saying, if you plant there, the wall will come down, is afkuri mafkalu. People leave it hefka, they don't plant there at all. So mainly the benei, in between space, that's the place that you can plant the vegetables. So there we say, iika dalid chashivin. If you have a space of 4 amas, it's choshev to give it a shame soda, has roim, you're allowed to plant there. Viloin le chashivin. But if it's less than 4 amas, then that mokum is not choshev, so it's bottled then to the gefanim. Oblive also, it's also to plant the klayas royim. Therefore, the only time it's mutter to plant, if there's a space here of 12 amas, then we have 4 amas leave over for the avodas hakerem, 4 amas to give it a shame soda ha zroim, that's not bottled to the kerem, and then the last 4 amas you have to leave open, because in the mitzvahs, people don't plant there those 4 amas near the gedder, today that the wall should not fall in. So I call upon him, the Gemara ends off that really Abai has a good kasha. There's no real raya that you have that mechitzas could shafi surim, could make it worse for you. The only real case we have that because of a mechitza were more machmer, that's the diyuk the Gemara makes from our Mishnah. That in the case we have a chotzer gedolah, that you planted gefanim inside it, and then you have the chotzer katana open up into it, you're not allowed to plant in that chotzer gedolah, in that chotzer katana's royim at all. Even though you're away, you're rochuk dal damis, still it's also, because we say the chumram, that because the gefufim, because the bigger chotzer has the 4th walls, we consider the small one like a pesach to it, and anything in the small one gets thrown into the big one. Senechlam, Abaya had a shayla, where do we find the case that mechitza shafi surim? And the Gemara didn't bring any raya for that. Any other case to say another case like that, a similar case, that because the mechitzas we go to chumram. Now the Gemara says a new Gemara now. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Gimel Karfifois Ze Bitzad Ze. You have like 4 camps, one next to another. Karfifois could be an open park. Here it's called camps. That people were traveling and they came for Shabbos. They wanted to set their tents up for Shabbos and they wanted to put mechitzas around them, today that they should be able to carry inside the mechitzas on Shabbos. So you have 3 different camps here. Gimel Karfifois is Ze Bitzad Ze. Now, Ushnayim Hachitzainim Migufofim. The two outer camps have Gifufim. Like the first picture in Rashi on the left side here, the two outer camps are a little bit wider than the middle one. So since they're wider, the wideness is like its 4th Mechitza for the Karfif. So the two outer ones have like four mechitzas. For him, tsoyi ain't a megufif. But the middle karfif, the middle camp, does not have, is narrower than the other two, so it does not have any two of the opposite size, doesn't have any walls. It only has two walls, the length of it, but the width of it has no walls at all. So the law, and the lochari, and the case is, v'yochid b'zeh, v'yochid b'zeh. In each one of these camps, she only had one family living. Is the halacha nasa kishayora. These three people now, even though they're living in three different camps, become like a shayora, like a caravan. V'noistin lehem kol tzorkin. And we give them a kula now, that they're allowed to make it as big as they want. They can make the mechitas around them as wide as they want. Now the halacha is like this. We had in the first perek, that if you only, we're talking about now, these people that are making mechitzas around them are only making shvachar mechitzas that only have shesi. That means they only have boards, beams, kanim, reeds going straight up, one with next to the other. There's three tfachim, there's less than three tfachim in between one and the other. So you have a mechitza of lovud, but the mechitza is only made out of shesi. They're only beams going straight up. So we have said that the idea was that we could be makel to carry inside these mechitzas only until the base of Sayim. Only up until 70 yamas by 70 yamas. If it's more than that, midrabon, you're not allowed to carry with such mechitzas, unless you make shesi berif, mechitzas upwards and acrosswards. Now, let's say you had a shayura, let's say you had three people living there in this mechitzah of shesi, of just beams going straight up, then the rabbon will make it, no matter how wide you want, you could make it, even more than a base of Sayim, even more than six saws, because really, since you have three people here, each one's allowed to make it a base of Sayim. That means that really, you should only have a heter to make it as big as six saws. But we're saying no, since they have a shame, three people have the shame shayora to it, the caravan, they're allowed to make it as wide as they want. So here, the chiddush is you have these three karfifs, really each one is separate, but since the two outer ones are bigger, it's like those two are the chaserim gedolim, and the middle one is a smaller one, we say the bigger ones are shelet than the small one. As if to say the big one has the right to come into the middle one to the small one. Therefore, we consider as if all three people are in the small karfif. So you have like a shayara three people here. Therefore, we let them make it as wide as they want. Even if it's bigger than six saws, 10, 20 saws wide, they can make it as wide as they want. So the more, what about fakir? Vadai emtsoyi megoyfif. Let's say this is the second picture in Rashi. Let's say the middle karfif is the one that's wider. It has like four mechitas around it. But the two outer karfis, those two are narrower. They do not have any fourth wall. Now, v'yochid b'zeh, you have one family living in each camp here, in each karfif. Yid alocha, ein noistin lehem ela beis sheish. We only let each family have a base of sayim two saws, which together it comes out to be six saws. Because here, the big one is in the middle. So true, the big one has a right to go into the small one. So if the big one, the middle one, goes into any right or left, you only have two. You don't have three at any point. So since you don't have three people living in one camp, you don't have a shem shayora. They're only like yechidim. Therefore, you only have a right, each one, to make it big as a base of sayim, two saws, which together, the three people together, can make it a sheishos. Because the yisayid here is that the bigger one could go into the small one. It like rules over the small one. But the small one has no right to come into the big one. So Gemari Boilu, I have a question now. Echod b'zeh v'yechod b'zeh v'shnayim b'yamsoy. It's this last case where the middle karfif is the wider one. What about if two families are living there? Ma, what's going to be the locha? L'churi ilo hochinaf, if these two go out the right way, to losa heavy. So in the right karfif, you can have three families there. So let's say you have a shem shayara. Vila hochi now, maybe they'll go out the left side, is also tlos heavy. You have two from the middle, coming out to the left side, so you have three there now. So that should have a shem shayora, that we should go to kulu to give them as wide as they want. That's one side. Oidumus at the maybe no. Chad lahochi nafik, let's say one person will go out the right side, v'chad lahochi nafik, one will go out the left side. And therefore you only have two and two, but you don't have three at any point. Therefore, it doesn't have a shem shayor, but there's no shem caravan here. Therefore, we're not allowed to carry more than a base of sayim to each one of them. That's one shayla. Rosh says, V'yim tim tzolayim. Rosh says, on the side you'd want to tell me, we'll go to Chumri here, to say, Chad lahochi nofik, v'chad lahochi nofik, since you only have two in the middle, maybe we'll divide them up and say one will go right and one will go left. So you only have two and two. You don't have any place that three are together. What about the shuttle like this? Shnayim bazeh or shnayim bazeh. You have two families living on the right, karfif, and two families living on the left, karfif. The yechad v'yansoin, one in the middle one. Ma, what's the locha? Hocha v'adai ilo hochi nofek los evi. The middle family, if it's go out the right side, there's going to be three on the right side. V'ilo hochi nofek elamai, maybe go out to the left side, is also klos evi. You'll have three families there. So it should have a shame shayor, it should have this kula as wide as they want. Oidum, the Gemara says, no, maybe there's still a sad to be machmir. Eimo, let's say this middle family, lohochi nofek v'yem lohochi nofek. We have a suffix to which side will it go out. Like maybe sometimes this side, maybe sometimes that side. So we can't give it to each side vadois. Therefore, you have to go to Chumra as if there's only two and two and not more. You don't have three, you don't have a shame shayor here. So the Gemara of Hilchos, so what's the maskona, what's the locha? Boy in the kula. We go to kula lechor and all these shalas. Since there's shalas in Yisru, the Rabbonins, and Hilchos Erevin, we go to kula to say that we do consider as if you have three at one point in one karfif. Since you have three in one caravan, it's like a shayor, it's like a caravan, that the other Rabbanim will make to say, you can have it as wide as you want. Even more than a six sauce. As wide as you want, still it's kosher, you can still carry there, even though the mechitzes are bad mechitzes, only shal shesi, and not shal erev.
Yeah, something more weiter. Omer Rav Chizda, Chizda says the Chiddush now, Gidud chamisho, u mechitzo chamisho, is a locha aim mitzarfin. If you have